With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Some Democratic lawmakers would like to replace a liberal Supreme Court justice before President Biden leaves office. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Worried about a 6-3 conservative court becoming even more conservative during a second Trump term, some Democrats in Congress want to act fast. One scenario is convincing Justice Sonia Sotomayor to resign. She's the oldest liberal on the high court and has some health issues. But Politico reports it's viewed as an extremely risky plan with little time to carry it out before Inauguration Day on January 20th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
CVS has posted a miss in third quarter profits and named executives for two key divisions.
The company earned $87 million in the 3 months ending in September, down 96% from a year ago. Results were weighed down by hefty restructuring charges. CVS Health had warned Wall Street last month that the third quarter would turn out worse than expected. Meanwhile, the company also named a former UnitedHealth executive to head its Aetna business.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog says he will travel to Iran in coming days to hold talks regarding the country's nuclear program. The visit comes amid wider tensions gripping the Mideast over the Israel-Hamas war and uncertainty over how President Trump will approach Iran exactly. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mariano Grossi, says today he'll have high-level meetings with the Iranian government and technical discussions, too. Homecoming week at Tuskegee University in Alabama has been marred by a shooting that left one person dead. The shooting occurred early this morning on the campus. The victim, not a university student. The investigation continues. This is SRN News. American school kids are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India and among the global Indian diaspora, including here in the U.S. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, including Rosh Hashanah, Lunar New Year, and the Muslim Eid al-Fitr. Most places also continue to honor the traditional Christian holidays of Christmas and Easter, though some have dropped Good Friday. Abortion advocates had an undefeated record in state referendums until Tuesday. For the first time since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-lifers were victorious at the ballot box, defeating abortion amendments in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Marjorie Dannenfeltzer, president of SBA Pro-Life America, says the resounding win in Florida is, quote, a momentous victory for life and for our entire country. This is SRN News. India's ban on Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses may end thanks to some missing paperwork.
The decades-long ban of Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses in his native India is now in doubt. That's not because of a change of heart more than 2 years after the author's near-fatal stabbing, but because of what amounts to some missing paperwork. Earlier this week, a court in Delhi closed proceedings on a petition filed 5 years ago that challenged the then-government's decision to ban the import of the 1988 novel. The Satanic Verses had enraged Muslims worldwide because of its alleged blasphemy. In a recent ruling, judges contended that authorities had failed to produce a notification of the ban. The petitioner's lawyer says his client was motivated by being an avid reader. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 10th. It's the 315th day of 2024. There are just 51 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1969, Sesame Street made its debut on TV. This is SRN News.